As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with Suratul Sabah, chapter number 34 and verses number 31 to 36. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the previous lesson confirms and establishes for us, and remember, we must always remember that at all times, all places, all circumstances, Almighty Allah says, call those who you fancy, who you consider to be your deities beside the worthy of worship besides Allah. They do not possess today, tomorrow, till day of justice, even an atom's weight, remember, of power, authority in the skies, in the heavens, in the skies, and nor in the land and sand, nor in the celestial creation, nor the terrestrial creation. So they possess absolutely nothing. Similarly, no one is our partner and associate. I am Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Similarly, وَمَا لَهُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ ظَهِيرٍ. There is no helper and assistant for Allah. Imagine. So clear, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made the Tawheed, monotheism. No religion believes in true monotheism, no Christianity, no Judaism, but Islam. Then on the day of justice, there will be intercession. He, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, will intercede for us. Did you make the dua? Read now. Allahumma arzuqna, O beloved Allah, grant us shafa'atan nabiyyil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the intercession of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him and blessings be upon him, yawm al-qiyamah, on the day of justice. And then hatta idha fuzzi'a an qulubihim. So those people who are going to intercede, the horror and terror will be removed from their hearts. The prophets and messengers, the huffaz who are hafiz, practicing Quran, ulama, hujjaj, mujahideen, all these type of people. So then those people for whom they're going to intercede will say, Mada qala rabbukum, what did your sustainer, nourisher, provider say? Qalul haq. They, the shufa'a, those who are the interceders, will say is the truth, that we will intercede and you will come out from the horrible, terrible places. So therefore, the greatest shufa'a is that of the master, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Almighty Allah is asking creation and humanity, who sustains you? Who gives you all the food, all the drink, all the oxygen, all the air? Everything comes from Almighty Allah, our eyes, our ears, our tongue, everything. And rizq don't mean only our eating, drinking. Everything we know, we don't know. Allah is Razzaq, the best of khayrul raziqin, of sustainers, nourishers and providers. Remember, every person is responsible for his or her own deeds. Kulla tus'aluna amma ajramna. You will not be asked regarding the crimes we committed. Wala nus'alu, and we as Muslims will not be asked amma ta'malun, what you did. So every person will have to come individually and explain. Wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. When people lie, Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. The non-Muslims will say, Wallahi, we never committed kufr and shirk and so forth. Almighty Allah says, fine, O land and sand, you speak. It will give the whole history and geography and everything. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. So when it gives its breaking news, because Almighty Allah inspired it, remember Surah Zilzal, then the limbs will speak, Surah Yasin. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَائِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ مِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So remember that when the limbs speak, because the mouth is sealed, they will say all the haram we did, what we touch, what we did, everything. Allah alone have mercy on us and forgive us. So now that is the land spoke, the limbs spoke, the angels will come with book of deeds reports, the data, computers, you know, just to make us understand. So when the evidence is overwhelming, Allah will ask them, guilty or not guilty? They'll say guilty. Any mitigating circumstances? They'll say none. Allah will say, do you deserve to go to Jahannam? They'll say yes. So therefore, when a person enters into Jannah and Paradise, fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah, it is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And when a person enters Jahannam, Allah mahfadna min, Allah majirna min al-nar, then it is adlam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Now this is what will unfold on day of Qiyamah. وقال, today's lesson, chapter 34, and that is Surah Sabah, verses 31 to 36. وقال الذين كفروا, and the non-Muslims, those who were saying mature and they died in that condition, because of kufr, blasphemy, rejecting the articles of faith and the Quran Sharif, the Messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mushrikeen, those who ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, those who are sitting on the fence. When you sit on the fence, you are committing and guilty of committing a major, major offense. So all of them are included. لَنُؤْمِنَ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. They said, we will never ever believe, nor today, nor in the future, in this Qur'an Sharif. بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا بِالَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. And whatever else there is in front of us. So whatever else there is, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We as Muslims, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, mainstream Muslims say, Quran Sharif is Wahi, the noble Quran, and it is direct revelation from Almighty Allah. And the Ahadith, the teaching, preaching, Sunnah of the Master alayhi salam, is also Sunnah and also Wahi and revelation. But the difference is Quran Sharif is Wahi Matlu, we recite it in our namaz, our prayer, our salat. And the Ahadith, we can't read that in our prayer. But nevertheless, it is Wahi revelation. Chapter 53, verses number 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِهِ يُوحَىٰ. So Almighty Allah did not allow Nabi alayhi salatu salam to speak, remember, according to his own desires. Nay, is wahi and revelation. So therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes that you will see the kayfiyat sahaba say, then the condition, what happens to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst receiving the wahi and revelation. So, بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَلَا بِالَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. We will never believe in it, the kuffar said, Allah forbid. So Allah says, now we fast forward. وَلَوْ تَرَى, if you could only see, O you human being, إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ, when this kuffar, when this mushrikeen, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, that the shirk and ascribing somebody something to Allah is the worst form of zulm and oppression and transgression. So all of them will be together. And the hypocrites, all of them, مَوْقُوفُونَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they will be there, مَوْقُوفُونَ, standing, مَحْبُوسُونَ, in front of Almighty Allah in the divine court. Now they have to give answer, respond to the questions. Now you see the blame game. يَرْجِعُ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ الْقَوْلِ. Some of them will now blame the others. So this one will blame that one will blame this one. See what Almighty Allah states. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا. Those who are considered weak and meek, the followers, the masses, they will say, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. To those who are proud, arrogant, the leaders, the Chaudhrys, the Patels, in Urdu, Hindi, you call them the Chaudhrys and Patels, that they were the front, the food piper and the pipe piper and all of them in front, you see. So Almighty Allah is teaching us, لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Like today's politicians, they are food pipers, you see. They come and give people food before elections. People are gullible and they vote for them, they give them t-shirts and clothing, pipe paper, like that. So لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. So the followers will tell the leaders who are proud and arrogant, who were proud in this world now, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ. Had it not been for you, لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Then surely we should be believers. But it was you that you led us astray. Dwallu wa dwallu. Therefore they beg Almighty Allah, the leaders, give them double punishment. رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَلْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. So remember that is how they will beg Allah, Ya Allah, punish them double the amount and unleash upon them your worst type of curses. So now the leaders will speak. قَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا. Those who are proud and arrogant will say, they are the leaders. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا. To those who were the masses, the followers, and who were considered weak and meek, they weren't rich, they weren't famous, nothing. أَنَّحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَىٰ. That now they are expressing surprise, astonishment. What? Did we prevent you, Anil Huda, from the right path, from the guidance, from the nur and the radiance and effulgence of Iman and Hidayat and Islam? Ba'da idh ja'akum, after it came to you. Nay, you using us as a scapegoat, but you yourself, بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. Nay, you yourself are criminals. You wanted the easy way out, so now you just want to blame us. So now this blame game will continue and so forth. But in the meantime, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will let our family members who have died as kuffar and so forth, so they also, Allah forbid, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam family members, Abu Lahab his uncle, Abu Talib his uncle, Abu Jahal family member, so whole happy lot, all of them Jahannam. So remember, who are we? So our family, all, we should beg Almighty Allah, we live with Iman and die with Iman. So the leaders will respond and say, but the hidayat came to you, ba'da iz ja'akum, bal kuntum mujrimin, nay, you are the criminals. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا. So now the followers will respond again. لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. To those who are the powerful ones, who were powerful. They were leaders, they were rich and famous and so forth. بَلْ نَيْ بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. You're plotting, planning, scheming day and night. You see the word makr? To plot, to plan, to scheme. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. The non-Muslims, day and night they are plotting, planning against Islam and Muslims. Whether it be in Washington, whether it be in Palestine, in the Jutlas, or whether it be there in Delhi, the mushrikeen and idol worshippers. So everyone is plotting, planning. Quran says this. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemy are the Jutlas, are the Jews, and the people who are mushriks, idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever say all Hindus or all Jews, but definitely we will say majority of them, they hate us with a passion. So they plot and plan. So wamakaru wamakarallah. So they plot and plan, and Allah got his master plan. And then wallahu khairul makirin. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember, is the best of planners, and that is what they were telling them. Bal makru layli wan nahari idh ta'murunana. When you are commanding us, do this, worship this idol, worship this deity. An nakfura billah, we must reject Allah. But they should believe in Allah, so what it means to reject Allah? An nakfura billah means that they will be the ones to associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. An nakfura billah, that they will be the ones. They say there's Allah, but Allah got partners. Like today, you ask the Christians what they say, Jesus is Son of God, like that. So it means they're rejecting the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. An nakfura billahi wa naj'ala lahu andada. Andada is the plural of nid, and they made equals to Almighty Allah. So wa naj'ala lahu, and we made equal, because you were making this propaganda, you were singing this mantra day and night, commanding us. So therefore, yes, we are to blame. We the herd mentality, messes are asses, so we just followed you blindly, and now we are in this mess. Therefore, when you look at the books of Aqidah, of, you know, our teaching regarding the creed and the belief structure, we say Allah is wahdahu la sharika lahu. He's one and alone, absolutely no partner. La nidda lahu, no equal to him. Wala dhidda lahu, no opposite to him. Wala mithla lahu, there's no one similar to him. Wala mithala lah, and there's no example of him. Everything of Almighty Allah is unique. Laysa ka mithli shay. Nothing of Almighty Allah resembles any creation, anything in the universe. And nothing in the universe and creation resembles Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So that is the message we have to drive home, and we have to tell them. Otherwise, you must remember, our iman is also being compromised. Now look at the glory, the beauty of the noble Quran. Wa asarru nadamata lamma ra'u al-'adhab. I told you on several occasions, in certain words, I told you jazakallah. Today it's so common in our people, jazakallah. But when you stop there, jazakallah will mean Allah reward you, Allah punish you. So that's incomplete. We must say, and that is the sunnah, kamila, that proper, complete sunnah. Jazakallahu khayra. We have to qualify it. Allah reward you with goodness. Allah reward you fi dunya wal akhirah with the best. When we say jazakallahu khayra, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, faqad ablaghathana. Then you have praised that person abundantly and profusely. So here Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us here, wa asarrun nadama. Wa asarrun nadama, so they will keep it secret. So this amin al-azdad, one word, two opposite meanings. See the translation. Listen, wa asarrun nadama, they will now keep it secret. They are regret, they are remorse, lamma ra'ul adab, when they see the punishment. Second meaning, wa azharun nadama, they will display and explain and announce their regret to Almighty Allah and the angels. So it got both meanings when they see the punishment. But la yanfa'u lahum, no benefit for them. Why? It's time up, finish now. Yawmul amal, the a'mal actions is dunya. And the year after is yawmul jaza, is where the reward comes. So these people, yeah, who made all the sacrifices, Allah Ta'ala will reward them. But remember in this world, but if they died with kufr and shirk, then remember that they will be punished there as well. So that is what we must understand. Wa asarru can mean secretly or publicly. So, and nadama, at-tawbatu an-nadama, that means regret and remorse, lamma rawul adab. Thereafter, now everything done and dusted. وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَغْلَالَ فِي أَعْنَاقِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Allah says, we will place the chains, we will place the shackles, and we will place all those chains and everything fi anaq, on the necks of those people who are kafaru, the non-Muslims, who are sane and mature. finish now, after they are shackled up, chained up. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us, when the people receive the book of deeds in the left hand, then what happens to them? Al-Qur'anu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. Did you read the dua? Read now. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma yammin kitabi. O Almighty Allah, grant me my book of deeds, my report in my right hand on the day of Qiyamah. And we want to read plural. Allahumma yammin kutubi. Ya Allah, for all of us, ourselves, our spouses, our parents, our children, siblings, teachers, the entire ummah. Grant us book of deeds in the right hand. And those who receive it in the left hand and wara'a dhuhri, behind their backs, they will say, ma aghna anni maliya, all the wealth, nothing helped me. Halaka anni sultaniya, all the power, authority I had, gone, finished. Khuduhu, take him. Fahulluhu, tie him up in the chains and shackles. Thumma swalluhu, and thereafter, enter him into Jahannam and admit him. Thumma fi silsilatin, and then place him in the chain. Zaruha sab'una dhira'a, the length of it will be 70 meters, 70 yards. First luku, put him in there. So see Surah Al-Haqqah, chapter 69, verses 30, 31, 32. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. Allah protect us, Allah save us. So ye anak, on the neck, on the feet, everywhere. Hal yujzona, are they not going to be punished? Illa ma kanu ya'malun, at according to their actions, deeds, and then the punishment. Action and reaction, cause and effect. Jaza'u wifaqa. In English, what you say? The punishment must suit the crime. They took this from Quran also. Jaza'a. See, the word came there, jaza'a. In the meaning of punishment, wifaqa. A suitable punishment, convenient punishment for them. And that's what they deserve. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. His mercy must envelope us. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِّن نَذِيرٍ. We never sent in any town, any place. A nadir, a takhweef ma al mahabba, to warn people with compassion and love. إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوَا. But the people, the big shots, the millionaires, the filthy rich, the influential people. So that is the meaning of mutrafuha, aymun imuha. Those who are living it up, wine, dine and swine. Every day some party, and every day the disco, and every day the music, women, all that. So mutrafuha. So what they said, inna bima ursiltum bihi kafirun. They told the messengers, whatever you are sent with, we rejecting it. We are highly intellectual people. We are highly academic people. And this what you are telling us does not make sense. Therefore, Almighty Allah spoke about Qawm Aad and Qawm Thamud and said, Mustabasirin. They were Roshan Khyal, enlightened people, academics, intellectual, and so-called intelligent. Allah Jalla Wala punish them, never will they see the mercy of Allah again, everlasting Jahannam, and remember the hellfire. So that is the word that is used. You must understand Quran properly. So they said, we reject. Waqalu, said, why must we believe in you? Whatever we relish and cherish, we got. Nahnu aktharu amwalahu wa awlada. We have more wealth than you. We have more children than you. Look at our empires. Look at our children. How handsome, how beautiful our daughters, our grandchildren, granddaughters are, and great-grandchildren. And wama nahnu wa awlada wama nahnu bimu'adhabin. And we will not be punished. You see, this was the pride, this was the arrogance, that this dunya comes and deceives people. Allah Jalla Wala warns us, فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. You, O Muslim, you must not get impressed with their wealth. Allah gave them millions, billions, trillions, all that. So that must never ever impress you. So why did Almighty Allah give them all this wealth and all these children? وَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Almighty Allah wants to punish them in this world through both of them, so that some of their wealth will become a disaster, and some of their children also will be put to big, big tests and trials. So that is why the child, so remember, also will not be a mercy, but rather a calamity, drugs and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala protect us all. So Almighty Allah states in this verse here, Allah Ta'ala says, they don't get deceived and impressed by that. وَتَزْحَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَمْ كَافِرُونَ. And their souls, and that will leave the body whilst they disbelieve. Surah Tawbah, Surah 9, chapter 9, verse 85. So yeah, Almighty Allah is saying, they saying they won't be punished, but Allah will punish them. As far as the wealth and all this goes, قُلْ سَيَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah increases the risk forever, the sustenance for whoever He wishes in this world. وَيَقْدِرْ. Allah decreases it for whoever He wills. And decrease is the decree of Allah, not the degree of people. How many people with degrees can't find a job today in the world? وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But majority of the people know not. So here we learn one big lesson. As far as dunya goes, this world and the glitter, glamour of it, Allah gives لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ وَمَنْ لَا يُحِبُّ. Allah gives those whom He loves and those who He detests. The kuffar, mushrikeen, atheists, all. But deen and success in this world, true success, and in the year after, Allah only grants that لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ, for whom He loves, the true Muslimin, the true mu'mineen, male and female. اللَّهُمَ جَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Allah make us from them. اللَّهُمَ جَلْنَا مِنَ الْفَائِزِينَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. بِبَرَكَةِ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ. Ya Allah, through the wasila, barakah of Quran Sharif, make us the successful ones in this world and the year after. Ameen, ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.